FM 90.3 WJTL, our friends, behold the beloved. Heartbreak, good morning to you. Karina, Fred with you on a Thursday, 7:19.
We're seeing a high of 54 today with cloudy skies and some light rain. Tonight, cloudy skies as well with a low dropping down to about 44. Your Good Friday tomorrow is looking a lot warmer with a high up to 77. Partly sunny skies, breezy, partly sunny on Saturday as well with a high up to 80 degrees. Easter Sunday is looking a little cooler with a high of 68. Clouds and showers throughout the day. Right now in Mannheim, we're sitting at 50 degrees.
Our friend Lee Dreamer is here. He's the director of Life Cycles. Lee, as I drive around, I see a lot of vehicles that have Life Cycles bumper stickers on them, and occasionally I'll even drive by your team. You have built a real community in the 12 years of Life Cycles. Tell us about that.
Thank you, Fred. Seeing the bumper stickers makes me happy.
Yeah.
People love to celebrate what they're involved in. And the Life Cycles community has been wonderful. One of the things that's been neat about it has been people embracing our team motto, which is do hard things. The notion of challenging yourself is individual, and it allows people to set their goals, grow on their own schedule, and we tailor really the experience to each boy and girl, meet them where they are, and encourage them to grow at their own pace, but to continue challenging themselves. And we just think that's a great profile and pattern for life. We match it up with our core values of love, honesty, courage, humility, and forgiveness. And we try to use those to make our own decisions and to interact with the teens, but we try to model those so that the teens will pick those up as guiding behavior waypoints.
You're going to start riding for the spring coming up in about 3 weeks, April 16th. You do two rides a week, one from down at the Riverwalk in Marietta, one at Her Park. So what does a ride look like traditionally when you guys get together? What do you do?
You know, we gather about 5:45 and we work together until sunset. And during that time, we get people signed in. We pray over them. We stretch. We've got a short message. We go out and ride for about an hour and 15 minutes. Come back, have a hot meal, have a devotional for the boys, another devotional separately for the girls. We've got some mentoring time. And after two or so very, very fast hours, we're praying over them and sending them home to encourage them to have a great week.
And how about skill level of the riders? It's sort of all over the place, right?
Yeah, we have beginners, and we've taught a couple of people how to ride, beginner level of experience, mid-level level ride experience, and we have really strong young riders and some strong adult riders that ride with them and lead them. And so we put boys in their ride teams based upon skill level and strength level, and the same thing with girls in their ride teams, so that they're having an appropriate level of challenge, not being bored, but also not being challenged beyond the point of being able to enjoy it.
LifeCyclesTeam.org is the place you can find out the information. If you would like to sign up or to get your child signed up, that's the place to go, LifeCyclesTeam.org. More opportunities this summer as you guys go on longer rides. Tell us about that.
Yeah, thanks. We have four summer challenge rides going out. I mentioned that earlier, that these will be 6 to 8 days long, and the girls will go to Massachusetts and ride Cape Cod. The boys will have three different groups. One rides our traditional ride on the Great Allegheny Passage from Pittsburgh to Washington, D.C., and two teams will ride an identical route starting up in the Adirondack Mountains and going north from there to the Canadian border, going around Lake Champlain and skirting across the northern boundaries or borders of Vermont and New Hampshire.
Beautiful.
And see some new country.
Yeah.
Each one of those trips, though, looks like it's all about the rides and the miles and getting out in creation, and that much is true, but it's not all about that. The real value of those trips is the conversations and the devotionals and doing life together in an environment that allows people to open up and have some really important conversations.
You guys have your own curriculum. How has it changed over the 12 years, as you've refined it for your team?
We've enjoyed being able to have a Christ-centered curriculum that focuses on the gospel, focuses on life skills, and the core values that we think are important that create a man or a woman to be, to succeed and enjoy life and be a great model of Jesus for the, within the framework of the person he's created them to be successful at life, at home, at church, at work, and wherever God takes them. The curriculum, the girls have developed their own curriculum that is being fielded for the first time this year, and I just saw it, and it's amazing. Rose LaVenise and her team did just an incredible work with that, and we've got a couple volumes of curriculum for the boys that are created in-house. Those have been effective over the years, and really they're meant to do some informing, guide some prayer, but also tee up important conversations with leaders who've been down this road before.
How have you seen lives changed through the years through riding bicycle and through your teams?
Thanks. Children have accepted Christ. Children, teens have been baptized. We've got a group of people who are very interested in helping them transition into school or the workplace. So people help them with applications, letters of recommendation, interview prep, help them find employment or the right school for their goals. And we have watched a number of weddings. And this is something that is a beautiful thing to be able to have a front row seat to watch people grow and do life together, and then to be invited to a special moment. If you've spent 6 or 8 or 10 years with somebody alongside with their parents, just trying to be a resource and a friendly face.
Yeah, that's awesome. If folks want to be part of your spring rides, part of your summer trips, what's the best way for them to get in touch with you?
Everybody's welcome. Everything is free, and we would love to have you. Our website is www.lifecyclesteam.org, all one word. Call me at 717-586-2511 or email me at lee.deremer@gmail.com.
Lee, it's always a joy to have you here.
It's so great to
see you. Blessings to you and Marcy.
Thanks. Blessings to you and Karina. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter. Back to the music we go with Pat Barrett, The Way on WJTL. Good morning.